It's Valentine's Day, so we're practicing some self-love. I have producer Gabby Watts here to tell us how we're celebrating the day.
Well, we're going to hear a bit from a brand new band here in Atlanta called, wait for it, Lois Righteous. And Lois, you were the one who actually found out about them. What happened?
Well, I got an email in early December from Beth Cunningham telling me that there's this riot girl band she had formed called Lois Righteous. And she wanted to give her band members a photo of me for a Christmas present, which I thought was so sweet. Two things actually entered my thoughts. First was, is this a joke? But I could tell from her email she seemed very sincere. And the second thing was, wow, I really feel humbled and honored by this. But that's how it all began. And I told them I'd love to hear them play.
Yeah, so we invited them here in studio, and they performed some of their music. Some of their tunes are inappropriate for the radios, but we got the clean edits. and I did an interview with them as well. Their names are Beth Cunningham, Whitney Hansen, and Lisa Highfill. Before listening to that conversation, we're going to hear a bit of one of their songs. This one is called, well, Lois, do you want to say what it's called?
I definitely want to. It's called Regular Scum.
Well, Lois Righteous, welcome to City Lights. but yeah, could you first tell me what your origin story is? You know, when did you guys get together and be like, we're going to be in a band?
Okay. Lisa and Beth have been friends for, I don't know, how long?
Since like kindergarten?
Okay. Really, really long time. I came along and messed it all up. And then, one day we were just riding in the car and Lois came on, and I kept saying her name was Lois Righteous to make Beth upset.
I was
and
like, that's not
she,
how you say it.
Yeah, it was making her really mad. And so I think one of us was just like, that's an awesome band name. And prior to that, we had already come up with a bunch of song titles just based off of stupid things that we did. So we were like, okay, we'll start a band.
Oh, that's interesting. You go song title first.
And then we just write the song, and then whatever.
And it has nothing to do.
We try to match it a little bit closely, maybe, but for the most part.
Generally, the song titles are based on inside jokes.
Yeah.
And just kind of went from there.
What are some of the radio-friendly song titles?
We have Kill Your Masters. We have Spit Whip. We have Regular Scum.
We have The Hand That Wounds, which is a song that we wrote on our favorite X-Files episode. And then I think the next song we want to write is going to be called Megapod.
Megapod.
Megapod. Yeah, like a pod of dolphins.
I think it's going to be about women coming together.
Obviously.
A big megapod.
Right.
Megapod. Like a bunch of beautiful dolphins.
Along with being title first, you're also friendship first.
Yeah.
So why is that important?
We actually started the band also to kind of have an excuse to get together every week. because we were finding we weren't like spending as much time together, and it's been awesome. I mean, because you're friends, you can speak really like candidly with each other and be really open about your opinions, which, you know, leads to just disagreements sometimes, but because you're friends, you know, like, okay, we can get through it and like, let's keep going.
Do you tell people about your band? Do they get the reference usually?
Probably like 85% of the people do. And you can tell right away if they do, because if they recognize her name, they're like, that's awesome.
They lose their minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lose their minds.
Well, it's a big honor to have a band named after you. So why did you want to name your band after Lois Rises?
I mean, I think it started because I love making Beth mad, but and I'm good at it. But also, we all have listened to Lois forever, like as long as we can remember. Mm-hmm. And just like what we know about her is that she's such a strong, powerful woman that just won't back down. And I think right now, especially within the band and our friendships and just like in our lives, that feels really important to have
a role
women
model.
Mm-hmm. But especially women together. Yeah, a role model like that. So.
And I think as well, she's such a like advocate for the arts, and she's so passionate about the arts and music in particular. It just seemed like, of course, like this makes sense.
And Lois is so funny. I just love listening to her show. I just laugh. It's wonderful.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming in and recording with us. And best of luck on the future of Lois Right, not right. Lois Righteous. Of Lois Righteous. Thanks
Thank
so much.
You. Thank you guys Thanks. So much for having us.